5.42 Part 2
I understand,
the lawyer for the prosecution said,
that the defence intends to plead mistaken identity. Adams's wife will tell you that he was with her at 2 in the morning on February the 14th. However, after you've heard the witnesses for the prosecution and examined carefully the features of the prisoner, I don't think you will be prepared to admit the possibility of a mistake.
Mrs. Salmon was called again. She was the ideal witness, with her slight Scottish accent and her expression of honesty and kindness. There was no malice in her and no sense of importance. She told them what she had seen and how she had rung the police station.
And do you see the man here in court?
She looked straight at the big man in the dock, who stared hard at her with his bloodshot eyes, without emotion.
Yes,
she said.
There he is.
You are quite certain?
She said simply.
I couldn't be mistaken, sir.
Thank you, Mrs. Salmon.
The lawyer for the defence began to cross-examine Mrs. Salmon.
Now, Mrs. Salmon, you must remember that a man's life may depend on your evidence.
I do remember it, sir.
Is your eyesight good?
I have never had to wear spectacles, sir.
You're 55 years old, aren't you?
56, sir.
And the man you saw was on the other side of the road. Is that right?
Yes, sir, he was.
And it was 2 o'clock in the morning. You must have remarkable eyes, Mrs. Salmon.
No, sir. There was moonlight, and when the man looked up, he had the lamplight on his face.
And you have no doubt whatever that the man you saw is the prisoner?
None whatever, sir. It isn't a face you can easily forget.